This poem is about the building of a clipper ship. It's called Thermopylae, the Birth of a Clipper. A vessel arrives with a cargo of the finest East India teak. In all the lands, in all the world, a finer timber could not be found. Timber for the finest ship to be built here on this very ground. Another vessel arrives with a cargo of wrought iron, many tons for her frames and her beams, materials Walter Hood was painstakingly acquiring to build the clipper ship of Cornelius Thompson's dreams. For good luck, Thompson weighs a penny on the ways as her wooden keel is carefully weighed. Thus begins the build's initial phase. Little did they know that history was being made. Up go her iron frames, one by one, skillfully riveted in place. Iron beams are carefully raised as work progresses apace. Diagonal stiffeners are fitted to her hull to Bernard Weymouth's special design to give her added strength over her beautiful waterline. And before you know it, a skeleton sits in view. Shipwrights merrily wield their axes, for there's lots of work to do. Planks fitted envelope her frame, rock elm and the finest teak. Caught by Hood's skilled workers, this ship will never wake. Her main deck gets laid with wood, on goes her rudder, her anchors and her chains. A happy man was Walter Hood, with shipbuilding in his veins. Her hull painted in glorious green, brass fittings and copper sparkle in the sun. The finest ship you've ever seen, her magnificence second to none. Time to take the water, she's named with a smash o'er her bow. Shipwrights cut the triggers, and she cuts the water like a farmer's plough. Now berthed at the sheer legs, her masts are stepped with precision. Miles of rope, yards, blocks and sails, all fitted to bring to life Cornelius Thompson's vision. The harbour tug pulls her slowly out of the harbour, over the bar and into the bay. Sails dropped and she gracefully slips away. Cornelius Thompson stands and observes, with an ever so proud look on his face. She was the finest ship he'd ever seen, the finest ever built here or at any other place. Today we celebrate her beauty, her achievements, her quality and how fast she could sail. Descendants of George Thompson Jr. proudly tell the tale. Stanley Bruce, 20th of May, 2023, Aberdeen.